Outside edge. Is it carried? Has it carried? Fielder thinks so. Fuzzman! Hands in the air.
Who's he?
Well, two of the fairest cricketers you will see out there. So the umpires will have a consultation. This is an enormous moment in this game.
Fuzzy's just giving him the thumbs up. It's a soft signal is out.
Initial thoughts, Vaughnie?
No, I think that's not out. I think you can clearly see there that ball hits the ground.
Any other angle for me?
There you go, it's hit the ground.
Yeah, he'll feel his fingers wrapped either side of that ball, but there's enough turf there.
Wow, that is a massive, massive call. Usman Khawaja departs. Penny for that man's thoughts. Farwood can only be described as what is a wonderful catch. 256.
Yeah, it was a big, big moment. Usman Khawaja dismissed for a controversial catch by Farwood Ahmad. And it was pretty important in a result that was decided by just 6 runs. But the Adelaide Strikers continued their momentum, which has built and built and built in the second half of this season. They're through now to play the Sydney Sixers, and one of their stars has been good enough to join us in Peter Siddle. Pete, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning to you.
But just on that incident last night, your thoughts out there and your thoughts on the whole soft signal debate. Where do you sit on it?
It's hard, isn't it? I think initially I thought, out. It looked good. And then, obviously when it goes up to the screen, it's going to be one of those ones that the team that gets the decision is going to be happy and the team that doesn't get it is probably disappointed. I think it's 50-50, isn't it? So, there's obviously always plenty of contentious ones, but loads of things happen throughout a game that could determine what the end result. So that's just part of it.
Do you hope we go next season to a full DRS system in the BBL?
I think that's been the hope for a few years now. Obviously, it's a little bit more costly money-wise, but, obviously, decision-wise throughout a season, I think it could make a difference. So, it would be nice to have at least one referral per team and just to clean up the game a little bit. But like I said, we say that now that it's around. If you go back 15, 20 years ago when there was no DRS, no one was talking about it, and we just get on with it. So, that's just, like I said, part of the game.
It was a great game last night, arguably the game of the tournament so far. High standard, fantastic batting, some crunch bowling at the end. Was there a time during their chase that you thought, oh, geez, we're in a bit of trouble here? I think they might have us.
Yeah, I think so, especially when, you're not really getting those wickets falling throughout an innings. The pressure builds and you do get a little bit nervous. So I think, holding out, wondering when they were going to take the surge and, when that might be and who we had left to use was always going to be tight. So I guess when they did take it, it was a big moment. I think that was probably going to be the defining moment of the game. They were either going to take to us and it was going to be done with a few balls to spare or we had to start taking some wickets. And thankfully enough, we could take a few wickets, get a few new batters in and attack them.
What was your advice to Harry Conway going into that last over?
I think it's just back his skills and what he's been doing over the past few weeks. He didn't start the season in our side, but ever since he's come in, he's been superb and he's been used in lots of different roles. He initially was bowling a lot more up front, trying to get us early wickets and move the ball around. And sort of since Rash has left, he's had to, take up that extra surge over with myself later in the innings and bowl a bit more depth. So his roles have changed over this sort of, this back half of the season. But like I said, he's been superb. I think he showed last night that when he's on, his skill sets and what he can do with the ball is, huge for us as a team. But, it's just showing how much he's developed, not just over the last couple of years, but especially the last couple of matches.
It's been Adelaide Strikers star Peter Siddle. Just on Harry, he's a character. Last night he was doing his David Lloyd impersonations during the match in his post-match on Fox Cricket. Just give us an insight into what sort of guy he is.
Yeah, that's him. That's like he's not actually putting that on for the cameras. That's him. We get that day in, day out, every minute of the day that he's awake. So that's actually nice when it is bedtime and he has to go to sleep, because it means we can all rest for a little bit. But as soon as he wakes in the morning, you're hearing from him and he's up and about. He's great for the group, brings a lot of energy, especially in those tense moments sometimes that his bubble and buzz around the group can actually relax us, you know, keep us up and about and give us good vibes. And, definitely, again, last night he showed, you know, what he can do with the ball and also when he hasn't got the ball in his hand.
I'd imagine, I'm sure, as you said there, at times he probably gets a bit annoying and you probably wish he'd shut up a little bit. But it's been a really tough season, again, with a lot of travel, games away from home, you know, COVID everywhere again. I guess that sort of character would be pretty important in a group right now.
Definitely. I think, that's the big one about it, I guess, with the bubbles and the restrictions that have been put on us to, you know, get this season done and continue the season has been tough. And a lot of time spent in the hotel and just relaxing and spending time together, that, you know, having a character around the group and a personality like him, it does keep us, you know, keep us up and about and keep us having fun. I think that's the big thing about it. As hard as sometimes these times can be for everyone, a smile on your face here and there and having a bit of fun is all you need. And yeah, he's definitely the life of the party and it's been amazing for this group. Like I said, not just with the ball in hand, but on the field and off the field.
Have you still really enjoyed this season, Pete, or has there been times where it's been a bit of a grind?
A bit of both, I think. Yeah, firstly, obviously, yeah, it's the hard part with the restrictions and the bubbles and the unknown of where we're going to be playing our next game and all that type of thing. The travel, that's been hard. Probably taking over the captaincy with Hedy Gorn on Australian duty has been tough as well. And the first half of our season was tough, but then you get on a roll like we are at the minute. And you know, the last 2 weeks have been a hell of a lot of fun. It's great to see the boys. I just like seeing a smile on their face and see them up and about enjoying the game. And moments like last night when, you know, you know you've got the victory and you're moving on to the next round again in a tough, close game. Moments like that, yeah, definitely kept me up last night just in a happy way, just, you know, smiling and just enjoying the moment because, yeah, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
You mentioned Rashid Khan before, and then the team was finding a little bit of form before Rashid had to leave. But I think a lot of people thought he's going to be tough for the strikers now without, you know, arguably the best bowler we've seen in this competition. Have you been pleasantly surprised about how you've still been able to form as a group without that champion bowler in Rashid Khan?
Yeah, I have. I think, yeah, it all started. He pretty much started off. It was the last game he played. We wanted to, you know, send him off and have a good performance with him. And he obviously turned it on that night up in Brisbane and took his best figures in the Big Bash for Adelaide. So, yeah, he sort of kick-started. And then after that, I think, yeah, it was going to be who's going to stand up and who's going to get it done, because it's something that we'd lacked probably the last couple of seasons is blokes consistently standing up and winning games for us. So it was always going to be, yeah, who is going to be that person? And you know, we're asking for one or two, but I think over that time, we've seen that pretty much everyone in the lineup has been able to stand up at different moments and get us these victories. And that's what you need to get on when you get on a roll like this. And it's something that we'd lacked, especially the first half of this year. We didn't have enough blokes consistently standing up to get us the wins. But yeah, the last 2 weeks, it's been amazing. It's been a fun run and, one that we're really enjoying.
And 3 weeks ago, you probably never heard of Ian Cobain. And now he's come into your side and been a... they say crisis creates opportunity. And it's been amazing how he's come into this team. He's got his contract now in Pakistan as well for their, 2020 competition. It's been quite amazing how good he's been.
It has been, yeah. I've played against him a couple of times over in England. Yeah, obviously didn't know he was out here. And, you know, sometimes things just fall into place. And, yeah, obviously Frankie Worrell, who's in our squad, played with him at Gloucester last year, knew that he was here, just playing local cricket over here with his wife and young kids. So to be able to, pick him up off the mats and straight into it has been amazing and been a huge find for us because, like I said, we needed blokes to stand up and he hasn't done that once. He's done that on multiple occasions already in his short time with us, and that's what you need. He's been an amazing find, and hopefully, he can stay up as well, and we can keep performing. Two more games if we want to get it done, so fingers crossed.
Bit of controversy going into the weekend with the decision for Steve Smith not allowed to play for the Sydney Sixers. Were you surprised by that decision? Are you disappointed that we're not seeing one of the greats play in this BBL final series?
Yeah, a little bit. I understand that, yes, there's rules and little regulations and stuff like that. But, yeah, for a guy that's, he's arguably our best player ever to play the game and one of our best T20 players around the country to not have that opportunity to come back and play. We're crying out for, stars and big names to play it. We obviously lose a lot of the Australian players for most of the summer because of test duties. That it would be nice, to see those guys come out and play the game. So, yeah, disappointed, obviously. You like it that now that we've got a player, he's not going to be out in the field. But, I've always said it, that I always want to play against the best players and come up against the best and challenge them. So, yeah, it would have been nice to be rolling up to Sydney this week and playing against him.
You're still bowling well. You still look as fit as a fiddle. How long do you think you can keep bowling to these great players of the world?
I don't think I've got a hell of a lot long. left, but I'll see how I go. I'll be off to England again this year to play over there, and then I'll come back home and play the domestic season again, and I'll see where I'm at. I'm 38 pretty much at the start of next season, so it's definitely getting long, and the seasons are getting longer, and it's definitely getting a little bit harder as I go. I'm feeling good, but yeah, the time might come next year where I think I might have had enough. But at the moment, still, yeah, absolutely loving it. Moments like last night, seeing young guys do well out in the middle and perform and win games for your team. That's just as exciting as anything else. So, hopefully a few more moments like that.
You mentioned, the seasons are long. There's a lot of debate around at the moment about how we can make the BBL better. If you got a couple of thoughts on, if you were in charge, a couple of things you would bring in that would maybe make it better? Is it too long, for example? Is 14 games for each team a little bit too long?
14 games is obviously good because it means everyone plays everyone twice, which is, perfect situation, an easy way to do a season schedule and stuff. But, it does feel a bit long, I think, especially with the struggles that we've had over the last couple of years with the pandemic and stuff like that. And we're all just grateful that we actually get to play, we get to work and all that type of thing. But that's something that we have to look at because, it's definitely a lot of people are fatigued this season. It is getting harder. I think that's where we're missing out on the opportunities of getting these players from overseas. If you look at the players that have missed the final series now, obviously Rash for us, Najib, had to miss the back end of the season. Sandeep missed the final against us for Hobart the other day because of international duties. The English guys left. If the season was a couple of weeks shorter, all those guys would have been able to stay, and we might have had more internationals come over and play. So I think it's definitely something that has to be discussed between the players and Cricket Australia and try and find something, a bit of middle ground that, maybe we do play a few more back-to-back games to get the season done a little bit quicker and draw those players back here like we used to have at the start of the Big Bash. So we'll see. Lots of discussions, but I think this season has definitely helped us learn that, we can play back-to-back games as long as how hard it is. That's definitely something that's doable. So I think, there could be a few changes next season.
And before we let you go, the Ashes was obviously a great one for Australia and a fantastic one for one of your former teammates in Scotty Boland. What was it like for you, having played a lot of cricket with him, to sit back and watch what he did in those three test matches?
Oh, it was amazing. I haven't watched as much test cricket in a very long time, just because, to be honest, I'm not the greatest cricket watcher. I get a little bit bored. But, when you have a great mate going out there, initially just debuting was amazing. But then seeing him perform the way he did, it didn't shock me. He just did what he always does. He's consistent. He's unrelenting. And he just keeps on, keeps on working hard, keeps on smashing that length and building pressure. And we knew it all. If he got an opportunity, that it always worked. Very proud of him. And, I've been a very happy man the last few weeks. The Strikers have been winning, and you get to see a mate perform like that in an Ashes series was outstanding. So, looking forward to watching him play play many more tests now.
Before we let you go, your beloved Kangaroos in 2022, Pete. We spoke to Chris Golding a few weeks ago, and he reckons you're about 5 years off a flag. How are you feeling about your Kangas going into this season?
I think each year I get asked this question about this time. I'm feeling a little bit more confident that we're slowly improving. I think, it's not going to be a rapid rise back up. But I think, just seeing some of these young guys play more games, like anything, they get more opportunities, they get more experience, they start to learn their craft. And I think, there's been moments that they've shown that over the last couple of years. So hopefully, this season they keep trending upwards, and who knows, the next couple of years to 5 years, hopefully, we are back up the top and challenging some of those big teams.
Yeah, exciting times for the Kangas. I agree with you, Pete. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate. And good luck against the Sixers. Strikers are on a roll. If you make it 8 wins in a row, you win the competition. So just a couple to go. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Pete.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.